8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee meets the second Wednesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email Monica at kbu.org.
This is KBOO Portland. It's 9:59 a.m. For the 10 o'clock hour, we bring you Air Cascadia with your host, Chris Andre. Followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints. This is a rebroadcast of yesterday evening's episode. It's courtesy of KPFA and the Pacifica Network, and we thank them for making that available. All the way down from Berkeley on the east side of the San Francisco Bay. At 11, a Radio Geekly dives into a discussion of the progressive movement within geek culture, chatting about the bending of gender roles, embracing LGBTQ and POC communities, and more. And thank you to KBOO members for all of your generous support. Those of you who called, pledging your financial investment in community radio, make sure to follow up on that. Consummate your relationship with the mighty 90.7 FM KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 7th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air and kboo.fm on the web. This is Air Cascadia. Well, we got a rainy day ahead of us, possibly tapering off a little bit later in the afternoon, but right now rain and plenty of it. Lows. We had an overnight low of 54 for today, though. Expect a high around 65 and breezy out there. 15 miles per hour south winds, gusting up to 20. And for tonight, probably a good chance of rain and overcast skies. 56 degrees and wind dropping down a little bit. Its head on its arms, drooling on its desk. For tomorrow, showers possibly early on, and then overcast skies with a high around 71, warming up, eh? Calm winds, and for Saturday night, cloudy, lows around 53. Sunday, partly sunny, highs reaching up to 72, which is pretty weird and unpleasant. This time of year, there's nothing but increased mold, mildew, rot, that sense that sickly warmth hovering over the earth. And for Sunday night, partly cloudy, the low around 53, bringing us full circle to Monday morning again. Before we have two guests today, Lana Jack, Salila YM is going to be talking to us about Indigenous Peoples Day coming up on Monday the 10th. But right now we are very fortunate to have Cody Hall from the Red Warrior Camp, the camp in partnership with the Sacred Stones. This is more of an action camp, and Cody has been a guest on the show before. Welcome back, Cody. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you much.
So we have had a lot of events here in Cascadia throughout the week. We have checked in once in a while with the camps, but not close to enough. Could you just bring our listeners up to speed on actions at the camps, the I want to just make one mention of the fact that the local press, the local media out of Bismarck is extraordinarily biased. And the news is so heavily, it's virtually an ad for the Dakota Access Pipeline put out by Governor Dalrymple. That said, take it away, Cody, please.
Yes, definitely we are working with, or working against the press as they try to create a narrative that's a pro narrative for the oil company. And that's why we need to create our own narrative. We need to speak the truth. And that's what scares the state of North Dakota. That's what scares DAPL officials. Just due to the fact of what we create, and because it's the truth. And so far, actions as of last week and this week, we did three actions last week, and we shut down work for those 3 days. And every day that there is not a work for the day, DAPL loses $400,000. And so we did three actions last week, which cost them $1.2 million. And in losses, and of course they're upset with that. And we've done two actions this week, and so in the past 2 weeks we've made them lose $2 million. So we're putting the pressure on them. They think that they can subdue us, but it's the resilience of the people that is really the driving force, not only here in North Dakota. We need to also stand for our friends and our relatives down in Iowa, where it's called the Mississippi Stand Camp. And they're taking the action against DAPL in Iowa. And so, please, for your listeners and anybody just, out there in the Northwest, please stay tuned to North Dakota issues and the Iowa issues.
We are. We're on it. And I know that a number of people are heading out your way, possibly next week. What's the plan for next week? Just briefly before we let you go, what have you got planned for the coming days?
There is going to be some. There's going to be some really good progression things happening in the next week, and so. For those listeners that are coming and want to stand and support, please check our Facebook page, Red Warrior Camp, for my info if you want to, know more. And, shoot me an email or Facebook message, and, we'll keep those people informed. We just, I was just told that next week's going to be, a really good, a good week as far as morale for everybody. So.
Yeah, we've got Indigenous people say, and we've got some, lifelong activist and a spiritual leader and musician drummer here, who's going to talk next about Indigenous People Day. Thank you so much, Cody. I am so glad you could join us. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. We're going to go now to Lana Jack, Salila YM. There's a lot coming up around here. Lana was on yesterday bringing us some extraordinary news that I don't know if the impact has managed to really sink in, what the implications are. I'm sure that we can turn to Lana for news of what happenings in Salila Village. You definitely are not going to hear it from anybody but Lana. But that said, there are events coming up, round dances around the region, and Indigenous Peoples Day celebrated the right way. Good morning, Lana. Thanks for being with us.
Touch me, Wayne. I'm just going to give you a brief, okay?
Okay.
Come on down by the river for a mountain. We will dance in unity for the healing of the earth. Indigenous Peoples Day, October 10th, Hood River, Oregon, 5 o'clock at the Falls, 2nd and State. Join us for a celebration of the first people of this land across this nation, across this continent. All tribal peoples being acknowledged and put to the forefront as the original stewards of the land for thousands and thousands of years. Our people have been here. And thank you for this day.
And this is
acknowledging what's been done and what's going on and the acknowledgement period we're in. People are having to make adjustments to the truths that are about to be told from the hearts of our people, which is the heart of the land. We are the land. The people and the land are one. It's always been our belief as Indian people, Tlala Wayam, Salmon people.
Lena, thank you so much. That's incredibly, incredibly moving. And it is so important right now in these times.
It's going to be perfected by the time we have our round dance here on October 22nd at the Wetumpka Community School here in the Dalles, Oregon. It's called Healing the Earth Unity Round Dance, and it's a traveling round dance for giving for peace, love, and unity across this land as the truths are brought forward. And these wounds are deep within our lands and our people. And we're in a time of healing, so I just implore everybody to pray for the first people of this land and the land in which their origin is connected to.
With speaking on the subject of connections, you've spoken very, very movingly and very beautifully about the connections and First Nations peoples coming together. There's no accident that the camps around protecting the land from the Dakota Access Pipeline. All of this is happening. Do you want to talk a bit more about some of the connections and how the First Nations people are using those connections to build that unity, to build a common strength across the country, and sort of beneath all the rest of it, that's the politicking that goes on. There is this massive movement. Do you want to talk about connections?
Connections. One thing that connects all of our people is the drum. And one thing that connects our people is our songs and our way of being and knowing. Almost all Indians cross this land in their longhouses or whatever they are called cross from here to the East Coast, all dancers. They're all dancers and worshipers in this way. Our songs, the connection, our brothers are coming from Saskatchewan with some Chippewa Cree songs here to the region for the round dance. And we're not separated by our nation. We're connected by the unity of the drum and the songs and the dance.
And the story, because it is your story. Just briefly, we've got a couple minutes left. Do you want to, for listeners who are not familiar with this, can you just let people know what a round dance is and what they can expect?
Yeah, no. It's a friendship dance. So, it's not for, spectacle. Everybody gets to come out and participate, no matter what nation you come from or background or no matter, there's no... Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. Just bring your peace, love, and joy, and it will multiply as we all gather together under that.
It's amazing that I hear the strength and joy and welcoming in your voice. There's a lot going on.
About it.
There's so much.
You have no idea. It's going to just saturate the land with amazing prayers with everybody in unity.
That's First Nation. That's going to be how we get the... Indigenous Peoples Day rolling, and it'll probably stretch well into the coming week. There'll be roundups. This is a roadshow.
We have a round dance. We're hoping to have some ceremony and a friendship dance at the Riverside Church succeeding the mayor's declaration of Hood River's adoption to the Indigenous Peoples Day. We'll have a round dance and a potluck at Riverside Church on October 10th in Hood River.
We probably need a spontaneous round dance here.
So if you want to experience the round dance and kind of shake your bum, come out and do it, because it all just keep flowing with the circle. It doesn't matter how you shake it. Just get down.
Thank you so much. That's the best kind of report. That's what we need to hear more of on this Friday, October 7th, 2016. My guests have been, of course, Lena Jackson, Lila YM, the Salila YM. Also, Cody Hall joined us from the Red Warrior Camp. And engineering for us today, Sam Parrish. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the QBO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You know you love KBOO's programming, but did you know you can help inform decisions about new programs on KBOO? Support evaluating shows to ensure programming excellence.